So let's finish out hearing about maybe a couple more of your cases. How about this 72-year-old lady? This is an interesting case.
That was another patient with unresectable stage 3B adenocarcinoma. Her disease was quite extensive with a T4N3M0 tumor encasing the left pulmonary artery. It was KRAS mutant and there was a 20% PD-L1 expression. She was treated with standard concurrent chemoradiation with carboplatin and pemetrexed and 60 gray standard dose in 30 fractions.
Can I just ask, did the encasement of the pulmonary artery in any way affect the way you approached the case?
Not from a radiation perspective, but if she didn't have multiple nodal stations involved, that would have been the make or break between what might have considered resectable disease. But that is a decision that we always do in conjunction with the surgeon. We don't decide for the surgeon what is resectable, just like they don't decide for us what can be radiated or not.
So what happened there?
She completed chemo radiation. She did well. And then a few weeks after recovery from the chemo radiation, she started on durvalumab. She was one of the unfortunate women who developed an infection, pretty severe pneumonia with sepsis, and even an empyema that had to be drained. But she recovered from that, and she's currently NED and just followed being monitored observantly.
When did she develop this infection?
About 4 months after chemo radiation.
So she was on the durvalumab at that point?
She had gotten 4 doses, yes. So 8 weeks.
And what was your interpretation of what happened? Do you think it was a complication of durvalumab or had nothing to do with it?
It's hard to say. These things can happen even with chemo radiation. They don't happen frequently, but I think it points to the need to have a multidisciplinary team who knows how to also address complications. Even with standard chemo radiation, there's a 2 to 3% mortality risk, actually, in most studies. This is not an easy treatment. It's not an easy clinical scenario to deal with. Lung cancer is an aggressive disease that can have a lot of ramifications and patients are sick. So it's hard to say whether it was the durvalumab itself or it would have happened even without the durvalumab.